They should be here today seeing what the people have done here today with their feet and their hearts and their souls. This is rugby league.
We only want the red in the good old red and green. Up the Rabbitohs!
Yeah, the late, great John Sattler, who sadly has lost his battle with dementia, the South Sydney legend, and Curry Jr. is being remembered as a true champion of the game, one of the toughest to ever lace on the boots, a fierce competitor on the field, and a gentleman off it. His nickname was Gentleman John. He was most famous for playing in the 1970 grand final against Manly with a broken jaw. And in fact, that happened in the first few minutes of the game. He captained Souths to four premierships between 67 and 71, represented Australia, toured with the Kangaroos to Great Britain and France. Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, who's a Rabbitohs tragic, said, and I'm quoting here, John Sattler was a legendary player who was tough on the field, but a true gentleman off it. Meantime, a statement from South Sydney described John Sattler as one of the greatest leaders the club has ever had. The Rabbitohs plan to honour John Sattler during Saturday's game against the Sea Eagles. With his thoughts on the late, great John Sattler, joining me now, St George Dragons legend Johnny King's on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Richard. How are you going?
Going well, thank you. Very sad to hear of the passing of John Sattler.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it is a shame because we're a dying race, I'm afraid.
Yes. Yeah.
Dropping off like flies over the last couple of years.
You would have played against John on numerous occasions.
Oh, yeah, I played against John when he first came down from to South Sydney. And I played a bit toured with him, and I played in state games with him, and we were a great tour when we went to England and France. And
yeah, that was the 67 Kangaroo tour. You were both in that
that
squad. So
yeah.
what was he like as a bloke?
He's a terrific bloke to mix with. He mixed with everyone. He'd sit and talk to the players about the game and everything in general. You wouldn't have known he was the same type of player when he ran on, when he was so gentle off the field talking to people, then when he got on the field, he just about ripped your head off.
And I think he was sent off on 15 different occasions. So
Sats always blamed the referee. It was the referee's fault.
It was a different era for rugby league back then, though, wasn't it, John?
Oh, well, that's right. But with this concussion now, geez, in our day, it was every second player copped it during the game because that was the way the game was. It was vicious and it was hard. No one complained about it. And when they did get knocked out, the St John's Ambulance bloke would come on with his swab, pour a bit of water over your head, wipe your face down, say you're right, and your own player say, ah, get up, there's nothing wrong here, you'll be right. And he'd get on his feet and it would be Sats or anyone else. And away they'd go. So, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but now I believe it's catching up to our era more so than anybody.
Yes, indeed. Many of the Dragons players have unfortunately lost their battle with dementia, and that's been in recent years. And of course, John, speaking to his son Scott a number of years ago, I think John was first diagnosed with dementia, I think it was in 2020, but a number of family members, Scott, had said that they'd noticed memory loss, etc., for a number of years before that. But I mean, the attitude was then, don't let the opposition know you're injured, get up and carry on. And I think after he broke his jaw in that grand final, he told players, look, hold me up, don't let them know I'm hurt. It's not the go now, though, is it? I mean,
like you were just saying, players that get, if you got hurt, your own players would pick up and say, go on, you'll be right, mate. Just run back into position, they won't know any different. Well, the same thing, John would have made the third test when we played in England. And with the last 10 minutes, he played with a dislocated elbow.
Hell's
a lot of people wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go off because he didn't want to leave the team a man short.
Right. And a great leader. I mean, he captained the Rabbitohs to four premiership victories. You played with him in a number of rep teams, I think New Zealand as well. As a leader of men, obviously, he led by example.
Well, that's dead right, Richard. He did. He didn't ask anyone else to do any more than what he did. And his attitude was, I can do it, you can do it. And he just set by example. He was the first one up there in the line. Well, if he was your captain, you're right behind him, aren't you? So you were up in the line in defence with him.
Yeah.
Didn't matter how hard it was, you made sure you were there.
Yeah, look, you played with a lot of tough blokes and a lot of you played against a lot of tough blokes. You'd put John Sattler up there with us as one of the great warriors of the game.
Yeah, I had three toughest blokes I thought that were in the game, or probably four. There was Sats, Kevin Ryan, Appleside Togo. You remember Appleside Togo?
Yes.
He was a Fijian, played for St George as a prop. Noel Kelly was another one. He set by example, and they didn't ask anyone to do any more than he did. But he set the example, and well, everyone just followed suit. They realised they had a job to do. You went out there, it was like virtue war. You're playing against Great Britain, or you're playing against the Pommies. Well, we're out there to win as much as what they are to win for their country.
Yeah.
So you can't, if you got hit and you were down, you just get up and say nothing and run back into position and say, well, righto, you've got to turn around. Away you'd go again. It didn't matter if you were the hooker, a prop, or a buddy, 5'8", or a centre. That was your responsibility. Get back on your feet and don't complain about it. Get ready and be prepared to attack again.
Yeah, a lot of people have pointed out it's quite ironic that it was in that 1970 grand final against Manly. And, of course, Souths are playing Manly this Saturday, and obviously there'll be a number of celebrations in honour of the life of the great man. Bit of irony that they're playing actually Manly this weekend,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I think, yeah. You can't say it's a shame. It is a shame to see him go, but it is an honour that they're playing. Happen to be playing Manly today, like this coming weekend.
They've now, the NRL have introduced this 11-day stand down if anybody suffers a concussion. So at least they missed one game. Obviously, the future of Kalyn Ponga is very much up in the air at the moment. A real possibility he may never play again.
Yes, well, he's had quite a few in the last year. He's had quite a few, and the thing is, he just can't afford to be getting knocked out all the time and think the ambulance man's just going to run on like an hour day and hit you with a bloody wet swab and shake up and say, now get back into position and all your own place. Oh, you're right. Hey, you're not bloody right. If you haven't got all your senses with you when you run back into position, you can't really come up and defend at 100% because you're not 100% fit yourself.
Yes, yeah. We've certainly made moves in the right direction in the NRL. You'd have to agree with that these days, John.
Oh, I believe so. That's right.
Yeah,
The players really need assistance in this concussion thing. It seems to be getting worse. I don't know if it's getting worse. I think it's just been highlighted a lot more this
year. Rightly so.
Now getting knocked out, and now the league's doing something about it. Where
thank
in
goodness.
Our era, it was just don't worry about it, mate. Yeah. You'll be right.
Yeah, get up and carry on. All right, always good to talk to you, John. Thank you very much for your time. And have a lovely day. Yeah, thoughts on the late, great John Sattler, Johnny King, one of the legends of the Dragons era of the 60s.